steps a lady, all clothed in white. Surrounded by rainbow-colored light, the sweetest smile she wears across her face, as she beholds the one in whom she has found grace. And what joy now fill a lover's heart, as he beholds his lovely bride at last. And with joy will the angels sing, what adoration from the seraphim. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Objections considered, all hollering will see. All other women now have to hold your peace. He whispered to her in a language unknown. And now the beauty of his bride would be shown. And what joy now filled a lover's heart, as he beholds his lovely bride at last. And with joy will sing, what adoration from the seraphim. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, the mystery that the two is now become one. The victory of all ages is finally won. She's flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, they are the same. United they stand under that special name. And what joy now fills a lover's heart, as he beholds his lovely bride at last. And with joy will sing, what adoration from the seraphim. Takes his wife by the hand and leads her unto that promised land. Humble woman, he has chosen for a soul. Will sit when him as queen upon his throne. And what joy now fills a lover's heart as he beholds his lovely bride at last. And with joy will the angels sing, what adoration from the sorrow.
Jesus Christ, even the strangers, everyone, his hearty greetings. First of all, we'd like to apologize for starting like this a bit late. Hope that you forgive us, and in our worship, we know the Lord will bless you tremendously great. Thanks for your patience, and may the Lord bless you real good. Let's stand to your feet now as you want to sing a chorus. My Jesus knows just what I need. Oh yes, he knows just what. Time, hallelujah. Praise be our God. What a time, what a time, what a worship. Well, just look to your left, look to your right, greet each other, bid each other God's blessing. Now we have the strangers in our yard tonight. You greet them just the same way. Praise God. We shall see the King coming in power. All hail the blessed hour. We shall see the King when he comes. How many believe that tonight? We shall see the King. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. We shall see the King. We shall see the King. Oh, we shall see the King. Oh, no, we shall see the King. Yeah, we shall see the King. Oh, he's coming, coming in power. Yeah. Shall see when it comes tonight. Oh, he's coming in power. We shall see, we shall. Oh, we'll see the King. Let's sing a verse of it now. There's a blessed time coming. Well, it may be evening, morning, night or noon. Amen. Well, it's the wedding of the bride tonight. Praise God. Uniting with the groom. Yes, we shall see the King. Praise God. Tonight, we shall see our King when he comes. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This nice little chorus. Amen, 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 and amen. I tell you, amen means so be it tonight. Praise God. Bride and the groom looking so sweet tonight. Praise his wonderful name. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Oh, hey. That's right. Hey. Let's rejoice. Let's rejoice now. Clap your hands and rejoice. Thank you.
love the bride? Do you love the groom? Everybody now.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful for your great presence that is here amongst us. that we all could be gathered together in this wonderful atmosphere of love and thanksgiving, that we could come, Lord, and rejoice together with our brother and our sister on this great and momentous day for them, Father. We're so thankful, Lord, what our eyes are going to behold today. Lord, to see your word be made manifest one more time in our midst. To see, Lord, this great occasion that we even read in the Bible, you attended a wedding at one time, and you did something unusual. And no doubt, Lord, for years and years, even until this present time, if it's not being sung about, it's being spoken about, what you did at that marriage feast at Cana. You are still the same Jesus this evening. For your word says you're the same yesterday and today and forever. And it's not in Cana this evening, Father, but it's in Barataria here this evening. And you are God here just as you were God there. And we pray that you would do something in this wedding. The Lord be spoken about many days from now. Something that would touch hearts and lives, Father. Something, Lord, that would cause people to take another look at your word and see, Lord, that your word is true, it is real, and it is the only place that has life today for us. I pray, dear God, that you would bless each and every one that is gathered in this place. May you give the people, Lord, peace in their heart and quietness. May they feel relaxed. May they feel settled this evening. Lord, we realize we start a bit late, but we are remembering your word. It says all things work together for good. We look at it, Lord, as Christians this evening. We look at it, Lord, that these things happen at times, and no doubt, Lord, that it could have been avoided, but Father, we are looking away to what is going to happen. And it's something that we are all happy about. That is why we are here. We didn't just come to see a service, but we come, Lord, to be witnesses of this wedding ceremony. We come with a prayer in our heart for our brother and our sister that's going to be joined in holy matrimony. We come, Lord, to rejoice with them in this great time and give praise and honor and glory unto you. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit be felt. And Lord, you would bless each and every one from the greatest to the least that is within these gates. And may you receive the honor and the glory as we commit the service into your hands, asking divine leading direction, all we undertake to do, knowing it is for your honor and for your glory. For we ask it in Jesus' precious name and for his sake. Amen. God bless you. May I have a seat. We want to welcome you again, everyone that's gathered here, all God's servants that's here, many of them, and families, and all the saints, and all the visitors and strangers. We wanted to feel real welcome. We are sorry we started a bit late, so we're going to save back a lot of the preaching to cut the time. We just want to go right into the wedding ceremony. But we have a little song at this time. I would just I'm going to do something a little different to the program. So I hope we all feel relaxed. Amen. I want to call Brother Anthony Weeks to sing a little song here this evening. Amen. Many waters cannot quench love. Amen. Praise his wonderful name. It's a time it's a joyous occasion. It's a time of festivity. You know, we have the serious part of the series, the preaching many times, and you know, we have that part. There's going to be a serious side of this, but it's also a time where we just want to let loose and get into the spirit of joy and gladness. So just release yourself a little bit this evening. And we have some wonderful food being prepared, and I'm certain that is not going to have any delay in it. It can be right on time. We have a special arrangement to get all the people who can be serving and everything quickly up this evening before you get there. So everything will be done to please you and make you feel have a real enjoyable time. So be a little relaxed and at this time, and just enjoy this occasion. It's special for the bridegroom and the bride this evening. And I believe as we as brothers and sisters and friends and relatives, it also means something special to us, that we want them to feel relaxed. You know, if they feel a little perturbed, then they're going to spoil their day for them. And this is their day, so we want to just let them feel that, let them know we are relaxed, everything is all right with us, so they could be at peace and at rest. Now, when they come up here, they can come up real soberly, they can come up real sincerely in the presence of Almighty God to take the vows and really feel in their hearts that they've done it in the Spirit, and feel the Holy Spirit speaking back and giving a witness in their hearts. That would be the climax of the service. That would be the special moment. And we just want everything to be right as we enter into that by the grace of God. So we kind of feel real cramped for time. We kind of run in there. You know, it can spoil the time. We want them to feel really relaxed. And it's going to take us this evening to really make them feel relaxed. So we're just going to have this little song. It's a beautiful song. It's the second time I believe it's being sung. It was written by Brother Anthony Glaude, and he wanted to sing it for his wedding. He couldn't do it. We didn't allow him to do it. So Brother Week sang the song instead. So this is different to the program, but I just feel moved by the Holy Spirit as we're just trying to get everything quiet. We're going to ask him to sing, and may it be a real blessing to your heart and for husbands and wives and for young people betrothed and for the bride and the groom. May the Holy Spirit take this song and sing it down into the depths of your soul, that it could rekindle the love that you have for the one that is closest to your heart after the Lord Jesus. Amen. And it could bring a deepness of appreciation for him. It could bring a fresh boost of love. Amen. For your beloved this evening, and as a special token for the bridegroom and the bride, may God richly bless each and every one.
There are so many people in the world today don't really know what true love is. Many have searched the whole wide world and despair can seem to find it. Love is patient, love is kind, true love can never be broken. Love bears all things, love suffers long. Love is God and God is love, who is our King. But how can you know true love without knowing Him? Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the flood drown it. Whosoever God joined together, let no man put asunder. Therefore shall a man leave mother and father and cleave unto his wife. Then they shall be no more twain, but they shall be one. Then he love is brighter, Christ the church, who gave it himself for it. For no man yet hated his flesh, but loved it and cherished it. Love is God and God is love, who is our King. So how
God have in hand. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Whosoever God joined together, let no man put asunder. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Many waters can quench up, neither can the flood drown it. Whosoever God joined together, let no man put asunder. Whosoever God joined together, let no man put asunder.
Amen. I'm certain that you did enjoy that. I would like to read a portion of scripture. I'd like you to listen attentively. It's in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice that I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up here, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in the sight like an emerald. Amen. One more place, Revelation 21. It says, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Verse 9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels who had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come here, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. In verse 22, it says, I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the sun had no need, and the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine it, for the glory of God did light it, and the Lamb is the light of it. May the Lord have his blessing through the reading of his word. I read a little scripture this evening because I believe that, you know, like every minister, when they would have to maybe speak in a wedding ceremony, they would like to say something appropriate and something relevant to marriage and the great significance of a wedding in the Bible, or what it speaks of in the hope in the heart of the Christian. And there's many things I want to speak because the Bible, it tells everything about marriage, from the first honeymoon to the sorrow of childlessness to even where a marriage was done by trickery. One time in the Bible, Leah conspired with her father even to have Jacob married to her. And as we look at all these things in the scripture, you know, you look for something appropriate and relevant to the two people that's going to be married. Sometimes we call Isaac and Rebecca like we did maybe in the last wedding, or with Abraham and Sarah, or Joseph and Mary. Many different famous couples in the Bible. But I was thinking this evening, you know, when it didn't strike me until about yesterday, God had put in inspiration in the hearts of the bridegroom and the bride that in this wedding there's going to have 7 bridesmaids, and they were all going to be in the 7 colors of the rainbow. And the bride was going to have these 7 bridesmaids, and you know, dressed in the rainbow color. And when I was thinking about what would be appropriate to speak, somebody said, speak about that right there, because that is very fitting. Because here's the bride, you know, dressed in white and come all veiled this evening. As the prophet tells us, he says she's dressed in the beautiful gown of the promised word. And she has veiled herself with a holy veil, showing that she has no head, to cover her own head, because she's coming to her head this evening. These things were tradition. And have been tradition for quite a long while, because the revelation of it was locked up in the Bible. And people didn't seek the Bible to find out why we do these things. But as a tradition handed down, we walk in it. We try to make sure it's lily white, spotless white. And some of the parents are not pleased, you know, if the girl don't wear a veil, she should have a veil on. And sometimes they don't know why they would desire the girl to be veiled. But something inside of them. Yet sometimes, they don't mean this in the wrong way, but parents without a revelation, they would find themselves maybe interfering a little bit and trying to get the girl to walk after their influence and maybe not the leadership of her husband many times. And not knowing that when they do that, they go contrary to the very fact that they're trying to get the girl veiled to come to the wedding. Because when she's wearing that veil, when she covers her head, it comes from in the book of Genesis, where Rebecca was coming to her bridegroom in the evening time. She was sought out by a servant who was under commission, directed by an angel in service. Prayed a specific prayer, and see, God answered that prayer and provided a bride that the Bible called a bride appointed. One that was appointed, a selected one, chosen by God. One with the right type of character. And from the time the messenger in the evening time revealed to her her head, because that messenger knew who the head was, he had to reveal that one to this bride-to-be. And yes, to the messenger unveiling the mystery of the bridegroom to the bride. And as her eyes behold him and the understanding struck her heart, she covered her head. The Bible said she veiled herself and she went out to meet him. It was love at first sight. And looking at the bride this evening and dressed in white, and you know, science even testifies and bear record that white is the original color. Every other color, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, is just because some chemistry have broken into it that have caused it to be another color. And to believers and people who are acquainted with the scriptures, a rainbow is something of great significance in the Bible. It's also found in the book of Genesis, and then it's also found in the book of Revelation. The first time a rainbow appeared in the sky, it was God making a covenant with himself. And here we see, even today, when rain would fall, God put that bow in the skies, testifying, showing that God still remembers his covenant that he gave in the beginning of time as a token that he will not destroy the earth. And we find out that when Jesus was seen here in the book of Revelation on the throne, one sat on the throne. It was like a jasper and a sardine stone. When he walked in the face of the earth, the Bible says he had no form, no comeliness, no beauty that we should desire him. He's like a root out of a dry ground. But when John was caught up into heaven and was in the spirit and saw him, he was so beautiful to look on. He was yet in his glory. And a rainbow surrounded the throne. And you know what causes a rainbow many times? It's the light. You take light, white light, and you shine it through a three-corner piece of glass, a prism, like a pyramid. It throws out seven colors. And in this Bible, it speaks of Enoch, who was the type of the bride, and he was the one that built the great pyramid that is still a mystery today upon the face of the earth. And the pyramid is a symbol of the real true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That church that the Bible says is going to be a glorious church without spot and without wrinkle. That church that is called the Lamb's wife, the bride. And she was made to reflect him. And you know, from the time Jesus died and almost 2,000 years ago until this day when he's going to come to take his bride away. That's the hope of every Christian. You're looking for him to take us away from this earth, to ever be with him. But when we are going to go with him, we are going to go with him as his wife. We are going to go with him as bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And that's why a wedding is a beautiful thing. Because the very fact that this evening the marriage ceremony is going to take place here, it showed that there was a courtship. There was an agreement. There was a betrothal. And now they come to the wedding ceremony. And they are going to go to a wedding supper. The reception, what we speak of as the reception, the wedding supper. And then from the wedding supper, they're going to go to a honeymoon. And then from their honeymoon, they are going to go to the future home. And the only reason that, you know, it has those things there in the natural is because it's a reflection of something far greater. Because we are taught in the Bible that the things that are seen were made of things that do not appear. It's showing forth the wisdom, the counsel of Almighty God, the thing that God had in his mind. When the bridegroom would take the bride and go this evening at his side, it would speak of the rapture of the church. The Lamb taking his wife. And for a Christian that could look for inspiration and see that taking place, how it would make the heart beat high with joy. For the Christian that you know, I've witnessed wedding after wedding after wedding, and then the eyes behold a wedding that they see seven bridesmaid, as it were, like churches. Until it comes to the real bride. You know, what is happening here this evening is something that, for the believer that is in the Word, they knew that we have that symbol of the pyramid on the wall here. You see the colors of the rainbow. Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, like these seven lovely ladies addressed here this evening. But then, to blend into that head, that capstone, there's one in white, in the original color. And she's like the bride in the bright age. The light from the headstone shines into this bride. Have reflected seven mysteries here. But it takes all these seven here to be embodied in this bride here, who is the real true bride that's going to take the name of the bridegroom this evening. Amen. That's going to be joined in the covenant and become one with him. Amen. We're going to go up with him this evening. It's a beautiful thing. I believe it must happen. It has to happen. Because there must be something to testify of the hour that we have arrived at. There was a little delay. Amen. But everything is being set now and getting ready for the great event. Jesus Christ and his glory. Amen. A bride that could reflect a beautiful rainbow. Amen. A rainbow covenant this evening. A bride that is speaking of the real true bride of this hour. There's another thing that also reflects a rainbow. You take a diamond. You know the diamond is that's what they call fire in the diamond. When the diamond is uncut, it's just like an ordinary stone. But when they cut that diamond, then it's going to begin to reflect the light that it is. And when it throws up the light, it reflects seven rainbow colors. And the Bible says when that city was coming down from heaven, John was looking at it, where the bride is that city. And Jesus is the king of that city. He is the headstone of that city. Amen. And this evening as we are gathered here, looking at this great thing that is happening before our eyes, I don't want to hold it long. But I'm just saying this to let you know that in their heart it was something that God spoke to them to do this. Now just to make an occasion with a lot of fancy and a little pretty. But we are living in an age where there is too much broken marriages, too much divorce, until people don't want to take a chance of even going and be married. And people are very scared, and you know, until sin and immorality and unclean living have become acceptable. Because it's the spirit of the age of woman's liberation. And the trend of modern thinking is that a woman feels very insecure. She fears she's going to be dominated by some man. And she wants equal rights. Even I think it was Princess Diana, one of them. When she's going to be married, she wouldn't take the vow that she's going to obey her husband. But you know something in the Bible? In the Eastern people, they had such a revelation. And the woman so knew it was God provided way for them. And they so understood that anything outside of God's provided way is a perversion. And anything that's perverted can't be blessed by God, really. Because it's a curse. It's away from God's original order. So they walk with the confidence that if they are in God's provided way, their faith is in God. God is requiring that of them. They're walking in confidence that God is up against his word. He will take care of it. They have no fear that some man is going to dominate them, some man is going to control their life or make them a slave or nothing. But those women, they had something they would call a phrase, the government upon his shoulders. Where the bride, when she comes to be married, she would take her veil off as part of the ceremony and she would rest it upon the shoulder of the groom, signifying that not only is she under his dominion, but that she is transferring her rights to him. That he is her head, and that he also bears the responsibility and the care, and he alone, and no one else, no other man, no other power has that right or responsibility. The church have lost that. And they went into a great organizational age where each church tried to direct their own course apart from the word they had Christ. But in the evening time before the real marriage would come back and Christ would take his rightful place as head over his church again, that revelation had to come back. That the church could come back in true submission through obedience. The Bible speaks of Sarah, how she called Abraham Lord. And it says, we as daughters of Sarah. Two times in the Bible, Sarah was spoken of. Once by Paul, the apostle, to the uncircumcision. One by Peter, the apostle, to the circumcision. And both of them teaching the early church about marriage and what it is. Peter says, Sarah called Abraham Lord. And she spoke of her submission. And Paul said, by faith, Sarah. And he spoke of a great faith. And you take the two together, faith and submission. Submission is really an expression of the faith that a woman has that she could bring herself in full surrender, recognizing that God has chosen that man to be her head. God has equipped that man. She has not come in to try to experiment. She has a revelation that that man is her head. And when she comes with that veil, it's not just an adornment, it's an expression of her faith. It's a symbol of her submission. And she's coming to him in his feet. I'm really glad this evening with the church here to be identified with Brother Steve and Sister Margaret because the testimony they have amongst us, because the lives they live as a young man, a young woman, even before they begin to have the experience of becoming interested in one another, they held a blameless and true Christian testimony. When the Holy Spirit moved and crossed their paths and began to deal with them, that they would be coming to a relationship, we were all glad in the assembly. That's why this evening for them is a special occasion for us. The pastor in the church, they come like, you know, like a father in a home, you have many children. And the time comes, one is going to be married. And the father is satisfied the boy is going to make a real husband. You have raised her up in the fear and the admonition of God, and you've seen her walk in obedience to the word and live such a virtuous life. But the time comes, he's going to place her into the care of somebody else, under the headship of someone else. He wants to be sure that all that upbringing will be secure. He feels glad in his heart when he knows that young man loves her the same way. He appreciates the kind of upbringing she had. He respects her family, that he sees the home that she came from. He has one desire to fulfill the responsibility, the obligation that he's going to take when he takes her to be his wife. The home that he's going to care for her. And the example that he will live before devout is going to take this evening to be a husband, become responsible for her. And it was that kind of way I felt in my heart, knowing that in an age like this, in times like these, it's not that, you know, they're getting a fight and they have to get married. And it was just a further unfolding of God's will for their life to just walk into. And we could have appreciated how God had prepared them for when that moment came that they could walk in it. And you, the invited guests, friends and relatives this evening, I know that a time like this is a special time. It's going to mean something for them. And they are glad to know that you are here with a prayer in your heart for them this evening. They are glad to know that you are here with a blessing to wish them and pronounce upon them. And they long for this day. I was speaking to them last night. It says, you know, tomorrow hasn't come as yet. It says, and there's a lot of things locked up in tomorrow, which is today. It's present now. And here she's dressed. We never saw her dressed like this before. But we know what it means. And while she's in that attire, like in the Bible, when there's a change of raiment, it signifies a change of office. It signifies a new dispensation. A new name she's going to receive this evening. It's a great thing that's happening. But the thing is, she's coming into it with a revelation. Both of them is walking into it with a revelation. As believers, to whom that mystery have been restored back to, holding in their heart with a clear understanding, and walking here determined to fulfill that responsibility before Almighty God and all His witnesses. I think God is pleased this evening in the way He intended it to be. In the way that the people could be have peace in their hearts, knowing God is obligated to His word. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will. And they come abiding in His word this evening. And we all stand here. And whatever be said or done will be done according to the word of Almighty God. At this time, I think we have a little song. And we get ready to go into the ceremony. These seven beautiful sisters here are going to sing a little song of love. So just remain seated. I'll ask you to stand when they are finished singing this little song. Thank you. wonderful. Amen. Higher than the strongest bird can fly, further than the longest river can flow, shall we all stand to our feet at this time. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the church, even as Christ. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife, see that she reverence her husband. Who will I ask for this woman to be bride to this man? Dearly beloved, we've gathered here in the face of this company, in the presence of God, to join together in holy matrimony. This man and this woman, which is honorable as declared by Saint Paul among all men, it is therefore not by any to be entered into unadvisably or lightly, but reverently, discreetly, advisably, soberly, and in the fear of God. In this holy state, these two persons present come now to be joined. If there is anyone here that can show a just cause why they should not be lawfully joined in this holy matrimony, let them now speak or forever hold their peace. I will require and will charge you both. You will surely answer at the day of judgment, when the secrets of all hearts shall be disclosed. If either of you know any impediment why you should not be lawfully joined together in this holy matrimony, do you now confess it? For be assured unto you that any persons that are joined otherwise than God's word does allow, their marriage is not lawful. But believing that you have duly considered the solemn obligation that you are about to assume, that you are prepared to enter upon the same reverently, discreetly, wisely, and in the fear of God, I shall propose to you the marriage covenant. You will declare the same as you join your right hands together. Will you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife, to live together in this holy state of matrimony? Do you promise to love, honor, and cherish, in sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto her as long as ye both live? Will you take this man to be a lawful wedded husband, to live together in this holy matrimony? Do you now promise to love, honor, cherish, in sickness and health, riches or poverty, and will forsake all others and cleave thee only unto him as long as ye both live? Mm-hmm. require a token of you that this covenant depicts you, that you made will all be kept. Covenant between the both of you is also a memorial. All our solemnly vowed to one another is signified in this ring. It shows your acceptance magic of the headship of what is sealed. And you know, a seal speaks of a finished work, security of ownership. Pray in their heart for them at this time. As we ask the blessing of Almighty God upon this union. Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good and perfect gift. The prophet says that the best thing that God could give a man outside of salvation is a good wife. Knowing our brother Steve, his name meaning crown, our sister Margaret, her name meaning pearl, Lord, you have given him a jewel in his crown, Father, pearl of great price. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for what you have done for them. We have seen your great hand, Lord. We know that the thing proceeded from the Lord. As we gather around this evening as witnesses, knowing we're in the company of angels and the presence of the Almighty God Himself, who performed the first ceremony way back in the Garden of Eden, and we joined Adam and Eve together. Presented him a bride, veiled with a holy veil, bride without sin. The bride was the expression of the feminine spirit that was inside of me. And he could look and see the reflection of his own self. The matching piece to the masterpiece. Yeah, Lord, almost 6,000 years. Great presence right here. Another son and daughter of God standing together. The great presence and under the influence of your revealed truth that you have given unto us this day. We might know how we should serve you and how we should walk the earth. I pray that you would bless me, Father. I pray that the great Holy Spirit will begin this work, will perform it even until that day of Jesus Christ. We are fully persuaded you are able to keep that which we commit unto you even against that day. Knowing we are living in an age where the divorce courts are overrun with broken marriages, may it never be so again. As the scripture says, what shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? The famine, pestilence, peril, sword, persecution, sickness, poverty, riches, things present, things past, things to come. Oh God, there's neither height, nor depth, nor length, nor breadth, nor principalities, nor powers. Nothing, Father. May there be nothing that will ever separate them from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. May that love knit their hearts together and be as one. May the great revelation of this mystery be so clearly expressed in this union. Lord, that what you intended our first home to be, what your union to your bride will reflect, Father, may it be revealed and be personalized. May shine forth through this union as an example to all Christians, to all believers, to all this generation that you have made them to shine as light. Made them to be witnesses in this age that they are living in. Pray, dear God, that you provide and supply to every need. We have trusted you thus far. May the hold the unchanging hand. May your great Holy Spirit lead and guide them in their path of service. May, dear God, that love grow stronger and stronger. May it be such a great portion of love, even now, be poured down into the soul. They would go to make their home, it would be a happy one. Every one that would give you the preeminence. Every one, Lord, that you would be pleased to dwell with them and take your abode with them. The brother Steve would be the man's head, you would be his head, Father. You would lead them and guide them in all that you would undertake to do. Lord, you'll be happy. Whether it's in the good times or in the bad times, whether the testing time that you permit when you come to them, there'll be a peace and a contentment. Knowing godliness is contentment is great gain. Oh, we pray that this would be a reality for them, Father, this hour that we are living in. Knowing that living in an hour, it's going to be a great and trying time for them, as it would be for every believer, every family, every household. But Father, may they know you in the power of your resurrection. May they know you, Lord, in a real, personal, and close relationship. May the marriage be a fruitful one, Lord. Your word says, happy is the man who have a quiver full of children. But they are like ornaments, like olive plants in his form, and wife like a fruitful vine on the side of the wall. Let this blessing be manifested in the union, Lord. Let it bring joy and laughter and gladness to the home. They will see the fruitfulness. The offspring come forth from this union. Together with all these that are praying for them, Father, we do pray that your riches and your great and holy and precious blessings would be with them. May you give them a fresh touch of your Holy Spirit as they will leave this place to go forth to make your home. May it be a new experience to them. But may the great God that they have trusted in all their lives that have brought them this far, may he lead them every step of the way until Jesus comes. We thank you, Father. We bless them today in your great holy presence. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your honor to your glory. Amen. nor by the power of my commission given to me by Almighty God, to be his servant and minister to him by the Holy Spirit, I pronounce this man or woman, husband and wife, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, your marriage. Whatever God joins together, let no man put asunder. Amen. Could we give them a round of applause? Amen. 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 You may have a seat. This time we are about through. Time to leave. I think there was supposed to be an announcement. They came in that inspiration that she has really expressed her full submission to her husband.
Dust of the ground, a pearl of great price, a jewel for my crown. The gentle love came around, muttered she won't despise such a jewel. She's like an Easter flower, the rock of ages that shelters her beauty, her character is undefined. Yeah. blessed is the man who can find a virtuous wife. In a time when the daughters of men are feared, but what is beauty without character anyway? Just vanity. Sons of God, turn your eyes away from that wild fear. Look for the virtues, sacred models, meek and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of the Lord. And such virtues you can only find in the daughters of God, who like Leah, Rachel, will build a house of Israel, raising sons and daughters of God, would worship, bless his holy name. When you found such a woman, then you can truly say, she is my bride.
Time we just want to bow our heads as we ask the Lord to dismiss us from this place. Shall we all stand? Amen. Our gracious Heavenly Father, one of these days will not be a shadow, it will be a reality. And Lord, we will not be looking on as the bridegroom and the bride leave, but we'll be part of that great bride leaving, going with you. I pray, dear God, if there is any here today that somehow the Holy Spirit, Lord, sit in this atmosphere, have touched them, Lord, and put that desire within them to be part of your word in this hour, to respond some heart that you might have been trying to attract for a long time, I pray that they would say yes. I pray that they would surrender, Lord, that you would leave. Father, may your Holy Spirit take us safely to the place of the wedding supper. And Lord, may it be a great time of feasting and rejoicing, dear, for us, Lord. Everyone having such a wonderful time in your presence. Bless each and every one, Father. May you get honor and glory. Commit everyone here, divine care. Dismiss us in this place, bless us in your presence. And may you go to us now, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The announcement, the wedding reception is taking place at St. Joseph's College, Abercrombie Street, St. Joseph. I think it's easy to find. St. Joseph College, Abercrombie Street, St. Joseph. May God bless you. There's a warm welcome and lots of fine food here waiting upon you. Go and have a real good time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be with you.